Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth. And Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
I'm wearing a headband today.
Your first day of school vibes.
Yeah. I thought it was going to look different, but then whatever.
I don't have the confidence to not have a part in my hair. Because I need to cover like part of my face because I don't like fully love who I am.
Do you not like your ears?
Whoa. I wasn't going to say it, but yes. Someone said I have elf ears when I was little because my ears used to be big, but then I grew into them. But they do point out a little.
But like how cool that your ancestors are responsible for Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Elves?
Oh. I'm so excited to be here. And we have so much to say.
Yeah. Hannah's wearing sunglasses because she was away for the weekend and the comedy festival presented her with an award. What was the award for? What's on the plaque?
I don't know. No, it was Variety's top 10 comics to watch. And people were like, we've been watching you. You don't stop posting. But it was the heaviest like glass award. Yeah. No comic work is out. We all were like.
Did you get it right then there or were they like, we'll mail it to you?
Actually, this was so on brand for me. There was a cocktail party. No one told me I was getting a physical and award. So obviously I was napping. And they called my manager and was like, where's Hannah? She has to receive her award. And she was like, she's napping. Because I had lost my voice at that point. I was beyond myself.
Yep.
So I quickly threw on some mascara, went down, received the award, and things
have
changed.
And now you're wearing sunglasses during the pod. And that's just a natural evolution.
Yeah.
How was your weekend? I'm not even weekend. You were there for like 6 days.
I have some updates.
Okay. You can speak French.
I can speak French. I cried during a panel. During
what?
A comedy panel.
I can't wait.
So like
you would make it a mental health moment.
No, I'm not a crier. Guys, we've been giggling for how long? I never cried once on this podcast.
No, we've never cried.
We're not criers.
Are people going on podcasts and crying?
I think sometimes people do. But like some girlies, it's like, honestly, I should cry more.
Yeah.
So I get on this panel and everyone's hilarious. It's like the funniest people.
I've seen 3 men cry in the past 3 days. I'm ready to vomit. Like in my presence.
No, I hate crying.
Yeah.
So they're asking like how we started comedy and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm good. I'm laughing.
Yeah.
And then she's like, how did you find your comedy voice? And the hardest part was I didn't see it coming. I just start saying like, you know, when I was little, I was very creative and outgoing and silly. And then I had athletic prowess, obviously.
What was that word?
Athletic prowess, kind of like Kendall Jenner.
Oh my God.
Have you never even heard? Like you had modeling prowess.
I don't even know really what that means.
Chris, is prowess a word?
Yes.
mansplaining, typical it. Chris.
Spell it.
Spell Chris.
I would like to know if there's a silent L in there.
Prowlist?
Yeah. I said silent.
I'd bet my life there's not an L in Prowlist.
I would just like to know if there's any silent letters in it.
What is the origin of the word?
Okay, so I'm spoiler.
Say, okay.
There are no L's.
No L's. Okay.
How do you spell it?
Prowess.
See, you're outsmarting yourself. You went to...
I went to Harvard.
It was right there. Wait, went to Harvard.
Someone just asked if we wanted to collab with Harvard.
With Harvard?
Who just asked me if I wanted to collab with Harvard? Giggly Squad times Harvard. And I started laughing hysterically. I can't even remember. That's how dumb you are.
She's like, I'm going to send you an email. And you're like, I can't read, but thank you. I will just...
I'll forward it to someone.
I'll forward it. So they asked, I started talking about my athletic prowess and I went to tennis and how I had to suppress a lot of silly emotions and be like a serious tennis player for so long. Mm-hmm. And then I go, and then that dream died. And I don't know, the moment hit me.
You burst into tears.
And I start, like, it wasn't just like water in the eye. Yeah, I started like, to, I was like,
you couldn't breathe.
And everyone starts going, and I'm like, no, it's okay. But sitting there and realizing like,
yeah,
that for the first time ever, I was like, doing well.
Like a full circle moment.
It was that full circle moment. And I was like, and now I had a lot of performance anxiety with tennis. And now when I go on the stage, I feel this weird calmness and I'm crying. And then I look in the crowd and people are crying. And then I look at my agent because I'm like, is my career done? Like, yeah. Did I ruin it? I'm like, this is so bad for comedy. And he looks at me and he gives me a little thumbs up. And then I start milking it. Then I'm like,
no.
Then I'm like, I'm an actress. So then all the comics are like, well, how are we going to fucking go after that? It was pretty embarrassing.
Wait, you're literally Sandra Bullock. You're Miss Congeniality.
I leaned into, because it's all industry in there. So you're right. Just like, you know, and I was like.
You're like, and I also, I feel like I could act if there's any other agents
here. Anyone needs a more dramatic role of a girl who had a hard childhood because she couldn't be a tennis player.
Right.
So then they asked a question like, do you ever talk about your parents in your sets? So it's coming back to me. And I'm like, who am I this next time, you know? So then I go, my dad. And everyone starts laughing. And I was like, just kidding. Like, my dad actually, you know, he's my best friend, whatever. So I cried at a panel. And then I did have an awkward celebrity interaction.
With who?
JVN. Jonathan Van Ness.
Yes.
From Queer Eye, who I love.
Do you use his hair stuff?
I want to get the new hair mask thing.
Okay, I only use like one of his products, but they really smell good. So fucking good.
I trust him with my life.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I trust him. So I was on a TikTok panel with him. You know, I love talking about TikTok. Mm-hmm. So I get there. It really is like having a crush when there's like a famous person in the room.
Yep.
Because you're like, do I look at them? Do I talk to them? Do I say something? So finally someone was like, Hannah, I want to introduce you to Jonathan. And I go,
I like your voice like this.
No, it's like really good. Yeah. I can't shut up.
No, it's so good.
I'm supposed to be on voice rest.
You sound like
a coal miner.
You sound like, I don't know. I don't know why this is coming to my head, but like someone in a 90s movie.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like just, a 90s high school movie.
I just smoked weed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, let's skip math.
You're like, you're so stupid. Get in like my car. We're like driving home.
We're
like,
going shopping.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, I'm so interesting right now. I sound so much more interesting. So I look at him and I'm like, you just shine on the screen. Like, you really bring so much joy to people. Like, I'm such a – I really do love that man. Yeah. I'm such a big fan. And he goes, I'm a big fan of you as well. And I go, wait, what? You are? And he looks at me and he goes, I'm sorry, I just said that. He goes, I'm sorry I said that. I just was feeling the moment. Because I think he expected me to be like, thanks. But instead I was like, wait, you know who I am? And I start laughing. I'm like, what if I tested you on like things I've done? And he's like, I'm sorry. And then I'm so embarrassed because this man literally was like, I love you. Just kidding. I have no fucking clue who you are.
Wait, I'm going to start doing that.
How embarrassing.
That's so hilarious and amazing.
And he was so nice the rest of the time. But I was like, he straight up was, just go with it, Jonathan. Yeah. Just say yes.
But now I feel like he will be a fan of you.
He followed me.
Because he'll always remember like, oh.
Immediately I was like, I have to tell the Gigglers. This is so embarrassing.
That's so good.
Because we really were having a great moment. And then he was like, actually, no, I don't know who you are.
Oh my gosh. So how many shows did you do like all together? How many times did you perform?
The crowd work show with Marlon Wayans, which is really fun. I think we're friends. Mm-hmm. I think. We did Giggly Squad show, which was fucking insane.
Giggly Squad was great.
Everyone was saying they've never seen, like, a more fun crowd.
Really?
Yeah, because other shows are, like, sometimes just, like, Montreal people going to test out some comedy.
Yeah.
Where this was, like, the Gigglers showed the fuck
up. No, the Gigglers were so great. I did see this one, this one girl. I forget where she commented it on, either, like, Instagram or TikTok. I forgot that. The one guy we brought up on stage, you changed his name every time, like, we spoke to him. Yeah.
His name was Patrick, so I was like, Patricia, Patrack, Patrick.
It was just like, I forgot Patty. That moment. Like, whenever we do a Giggly Squad show and then I see, like, the girlies, like, commenting stuff about it after, it's like, I don't know, you're with your real girlfriends and you, like, remember something
it's
from
like,
a night you got
night,
fucked
wasn't
up.
Wasn't that crazy? And you're like, remember when Paige spoke in a Scottish accent all night?
Yes.
No, and then we brought Dez on stage, which was a surprise. He never goes on stage.
Yeah. I feel like he didn't want to and you were like, you're coming on.
He gave me a little opening and I was like, just come just on stage.
It. No, it was good. He took right over. He was so good at admin.
Oh, my God. I literally left the room. I walked back in. I'm like, what are you possibly talking about? And she's like, the admin of like how to get to the airport. What's the best time? Where I should go? He's like the only adult.
We're in the green room before. I'm asking Des what time I should leave the hotel to get to the airport at an appropriate time. Because I was like, where's my dad? He's home. Des is the next best thing. Des tells me the perfect time.
Then and he loves it.
Loves it. He's like, well, you know, wait, let me actually see how far we are away. But at that time, like, you know, like he went through all the necessary things. But then after, so then we do the show.
And then she blacked out.
Wait, what was I just saying?
You're talking about Des and your conversations with him and the airport and if he wanted to be there. And him
no,
being
I gotta
adult.
Stop getting high. Oh, I remember. After the show, we go back to the hotel lobby and we're like drinking and everything and we're looking for Des. I look to the corner of the room and I just see Des having like the most intense conversation with some man. And I look over and it was our accountant. And I was like, only Des would find the more adult in the room and be like, this is where I'm sitting tonight. This is who I'm speaking to. And it was so wholesome.
It's actually really cute. He said that he was like that kid when he was younger who always wanted to be friends with the adults. Like,
yeah.
At like when they were playing soccer, all the kids would be like, you know, like throwing juice boxes at each other. And he'd be like with the coach, like so, yeah. Like trying to make them laugh and stuff. And it's so cute. But I'm like
no,
that too.
So
I love
cute.
Older people. I can't see with these glasses on. Yeah. I'm taking them off.
But I had a great time in Montreal. I'm very excited when we go to Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, it's so beautiful.
We're
there.
Like Canada.
Girlies.
We really are.
I love maple syrup.
I'm so into it. I will say, Des told me the right time to go to the airport, and I did not wake up for my alarm. So I actually left 15 minutes after Des suggested, and I did almost actually get fucked. If I didn't have global entry, I would have been fucked.
Well, you literally came to the festival. First, you knew, I don't think you even knew it was a festival. I had a voice note you and be like, by the way, this is like a big comedy festival. And you got there, immediately got glam, performed, and then we're out. And everyone was like, where's Paige?
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's busy.
I left and my flight was at like 6 a.m. Yeah, I was gone.
You're like jet setting.
I was jet setting.
Where I was just, you know, sucking dick and now my throat sounds like this. That was too much.
That
I didn't
was
need to
too
say
much.
That.
Okay, I feel like I have a lot of random things that I've like, you know what I've been doing like recently?
What?
I've been writing things in the Giggly Squad note and I'm like, I can't wait to tell that to Hannah. A week will go by and I'll read it and I'll be like,
no
what
idea.
Was that?
You're like, squirrel monkey? What yeah. was the point?
Yeah, like what was the thing?
There will be things in our notes that'll be there for months that like I don't want to delete because I don't know who thought it and if there's something behind it. I have something crazy that happened to me.
Okay.
I got in a fight with an Uber driver. And it's so not me.
So off brand.
So off brand. I haven't fought with a man like this since reality TV.
Give me everything. Give me the context.
Okay. So I got my teeth cleaned. Shout out 60 Park.
Dentistry.
Lexington. 60 Park Dental.
Shout out to all the dentists.
We love a dentist.
My mom wanted everyone I've ever dated to become a dentist. That's a weird quirk about
it.
That's a weird fact.
Your mom was like, we can create a successful
in
man
high school,
early on.
She would say to any guy I brought home, do you know what you want to do? And they'd be like, no, I don't know. I'm 17. She goes, you should be a dentist.
These dentists, they say a lot of dentists are depressed because their nobody job wants to go see them. Is what people hate the most.
See, I like going, but I'm sick.
Yeah, well, you like squeezing pimples and all that stuff. And okay. I'm in Midtown, and if you know Midtown, some of the avenues, like the walking streets, are very wide.
Yeah.
So I called an Uber, and the Uber was across the street, mm-hmm. and I had to wait. So I'm
to cross the street.
To cross the street. So yep. I'm waiting, and obviously you're like, oh my God, I'm waiting, and the car's right there. So I finally get across the street. I look at it. It said T10. Mm-hmm. So I see the car. It says T10, and it's this big white van, and it says automatic open, yep. automatic door.
Like a minivan type
yes,
door.
Yes, and it says automatic door. So yep. I press it, and it starts opening up. And the guy isn't immediately, like, turning around, and I'm just like, hi. And he goes, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Is this the wrong car? And he's like, get the fuck out of my car. So I start backing up because, like, a man's yelling at me.
Yeah.
And then he goes, shut the fucking door. So then I'm feeling sassy for a second, and I go, it's automatic. And then he did not like that. And then I go, I'm sorry.
Wait, how old was he? Like, give me like a...
He was like in his, I'd say like 45 angry looking guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, it is automatic. And he like looked at me with these angry eyes. Hilarious. And I'm like, but I'll shut
Hilarious.
It. But like, honestly, like, no. They'll tell you not to touch it because it's automatic.
Like, push the button.
So then I go, fine. And I go up to it and he's like, thanks, bitch. Something came over me. And I think it was my voice. You know, I had this like low voice. And I go fuck yourself. I go fuck, and this is middle of Midtown, so no one cares.
Yeah,
I go,
no, literally.
I take my finger, like, I go, go fuck yourself. And I had this high, like, I didn't know who said
this
it.
This adrenaline rush.
I had
rush.
No idea who said it. I literally have not yelled at a man since reality TV. And I haven't been yelled at by a man since reality TV. So I'm feeling like PTSD.
You haven't just thrown a fuck you to Dez ever?
No.
Oh my God.
No,
this
we don't.
This is why you're married and I'm not.
I have like fighting boundaries. Also, I say sorry like all the time. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
We need to explore that more. Like, what are our fighting boundaries? Because I don't have any.
Yeah, like I've never called him
a fucking asshole.
I don't call him names.
Wait, what's happening?
I just feel like once you cross that, then you're like, can always call him an asshole. Next thing you know, you're like,
you've never
him an
been
asshole.
Like, shut the fuck up.
I don't really do that.
Have you ever done it to any boyfriend?
I don't like fight with my boyfriends. I just break up with them out of nowhere because it's all in my head. Like, I'm like, I'm done. I've been fighting internally with you and I'm so over this. And then they're like, where'd this come from? And I'm like, I've been hating you for 6 months.
Wow.
I never have yelling fights. I think it's because my parents never had yelling fights.
Wow.
And also, like, Dez is tired.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Maybe I am the problem.
I love that you're having this moment. I know.
Wait, everyone's doing it.
I do think that once you say a certain thing, you can never take it back.
Good. I meant that shit.
No, but Paige, out of nowhere, I don't know where it came from.
That is so not you.
Go fuck yourself. And he...
Was it your Uber?
Wait, just wait. So he gets a look on his face like... He's never had a woman speak to him like that.
Yeah.
He starts opening the door.
No! Like, wait. Which door?
So, like, I'm on the side that he's on. And
okay,
I was trying to open. So he starts opening his door.
Oh, so you're right to.
We're right face to face. He starts opening his door. And I step back for a second. I go, are you going to fucking hit me?
Yeah, like, what are you going to do getting out of the car?
Are you going to fucking hit me?
Yeah.
And, like, this is, like, my adrenaline was so high. And, by the way, I'm the kind of person that, like, I've never yelled at a random person.
Right.
Like some people, I just don't do this stuff. I don't know who I was, but my voice was like this. And he steps out of the car. I go, are you going to fucking hit me?
How big is he?
This is the thing. I told Dez, I was like, he's not that big. And he goes, Hannah, please don't fight a man. But he wasn't that big. I was actually like, you know, your whole life, you're like, I just want to punch a man. This was my moment.
I literally said today to Craig, I was like, sometimes I get the urge to like kick you in the chest. And he was like, that's psychotic. But like, I've never gotten to just like kick a guy.
This man definitely like hated women. And like, he was having his own issues. And I don't know what my issues were, but they were coming out at this point. So I go, are you going to fucking hit me? And then in my head, I swear to God, I go, if he hit me, I'd have to go to court. And that is too much admin. So just because I hate admin, I was like, I turn around and he goes, fuck you, you fucking bitch. And I turn, I go, fuck you. And I gave him the finger. I knew it was bad because I started doing that thing where I started waving. Like, I did that to like people in my past
like,
when they're
okay,
yelling
have
at
a
me.
Good day.
I start waving, like smiling because I can tell I'm making them so mad. And then I tell Des about it, and Des was like, okay, wow. One, I'm proud of you for standing up for yourself, but like, please don't try to have physical altercations with men. Oh, so then I leave and I look at my Uber and it doesn't say T10 anymore. It's a different Uber, which means he canceled on me while I was walking across the street because I was taking a while. So then when I got to the car, it was the right Uber.
So he was your guy.
He was the guy, but he canceled. And then when I opened, he was like, what the fuck are you doing? So, like, he fucked up. And then Des was like, you should find to just let people know there's this, like, aggressive guy yelling
at
you.
You should contact Uber.
That's so much admin. But, like, Paige,
but it,
he
for
opened
revenge.
His door. And then in my head, I'm like, what if Des was there? Someone would have got their ass beat.
Yeah.
And
wow. Next you thing, can stay and get your ass beat, or you can stay and get your ass beat.
So, but honestly, I have to say, when I was sitting in the car, the other Uber after, and the guy, I was like, hi. And he was like, hello. I didn't feel good. I felt gross.
Yeah.
I felt gross.
You feel like icky after you have an altercation.
Yeah,
because
you're like in the mud with someone who's like gross.
I fought a girl not too long ago.
I only fight men.
I was like standing at a bar and some girl started chirping Giggly Squad and like saying shit about Giggly Squad.
Wait.
Yeah,
something bad about.
Yeah, she was saying like oh, what is it, like Giggly Squad, like making fun of Giggly Squad, and I felt like not because like of me and you, I was like the gigglers will beat your ass, and I must defend their honor.
She's a knight, and a so giggling knight.
I just simply, and I was totally sober. Like I had just gotten to the bar, so like that's I was dangerous. Ordering my
when
first
I'm drunk,
drink.
I'm like whatever. When I'm sober, I'm like, you know how hard it is to live in this brain.
And I, but it was loud, but I could hear her. But I kept pretending like I couldn't hear her.
But she was
her.
Trying to get you to hear.
Yes,
her.
And so I said, "What? It's so loud, I can't hear you. Like, what are you saying?" So she kept saying whatever it was. So like, I knew she was talking shit. And the bartender like looked at me and was like, "She's crazy. Like, don't even listen to her. Like, she's blacked out drunk." And I was like, "I like don't give a fuck." So I get my drinks and I turn to her and I put my hand on her arm and I go, "It was so nice meeting you. I hope you feel better soon and you do get that help that you need because this is, it's so scary. Like, but it was so nice meeting you." And she was like, "What? You fucking bitch." And then I just like turned around and like walked away.
So we have anger management problems here at Giggly Squad. But no, like,
it took everything in me not to just snatch her ponytail and be like, "What did you just say about the gigglers?"
You're defending the gigglers. I was defending all of womankind.
Yes.
Because I called Des and he goes, "He sounds like he hates women." Yeah. And in that moment when he called me a fucking bitch, I was like, "I need to stand up for all women. And if you're going to stay and get your ass beat, stay and get your ass beat."
We were standing up for the economy in this climate.
For women and STEM in this climate. Also, like, I was like, "You should try to kidnap me. Why are you yelling at me? Like, take me in your van. Like, am I not cute enough to be kidnapped?"
Right. Did you see that guy who became a border collie? How insane.
But, like, what do you mean become a border collie?
He spent, like, $20,000 on, like, this crazy costume that, like, he gets into.
See, I have a lot of follow-up questions. Is he flirting with other border collies? Does he identify as a border collie?
He doesn't identify as a border collie, but he
is experimenting.
He wants to, he like gets into this suit and like goes to dog parks.
Wait, imagine the other dogs, they're like, "What's wrong with
that?" The other
that
dogs
dog?
Are going nuts. The other dogs are like, "Something's not right." But he's also standing, like in the picture, he's standing this like gorgeous blonde girl. And I'm like, there's no
Wait,
way.
He's standing in his border collie outfit?
No.
No, he's
no, he's all four. He's border all collie, fours. All fours. This blonde woman is standing next to him, gorgeous. I'm like, there's no
holding
way.
Holding his leash.
That's his girlfriend, holding his leash, yes.
Is that considered like a furry? You know, people like dress up in furry things, or maybe it's like a specific border collie.
No, because he's identifying as a full dog, so that would be illegal.
Wait, what if I identified as a cat, a very large cat with a very low, weird voice?
So if the world burns, it's fine. It should.
Well, it reminds me of Doja Cat. Did we talk about her last time?
We talked about her at our live show.
Yeah.
And how she... The kittens, she basically was like, "You guys are weird and losers."
So there's a conspiracy theory that she's like acting a part because her new thing is called Scarlet, which is like her alter ego who's evil. So I think she might like in a couple months be like, "Sorry, that was Scarlet. I'm back. What happened?" Which is like what every guy does when he blacks out and like in the next morning.
There's medicine for that. and she should see about it because how exhausting it would be to be so many multiple different people.
But, like, you can do really fucked up stuff and be like, sorry, that was... You, I mean, like, it's like your alter ego's Pam. Imagine if you, like, forget to respond to email and be like, sorry, that was Pam. I was on it. Pam took over and deleted
Pam's
my
like
email
fun,
account.
Though, like, drunk.
Yeah, Pam is a good time.
She's chatty. She'll...
She gets along with everyone.
Yeah.
Doesn't start bar fights, that's for sure.
No, actually, at the bar this past weekend, I grabbed a girl's fake boobs because I was curious, and they did look gorgeous. I asked her permission.
That's a real bonding moment when someone gives you consent to touch their fake boob.
Well, I saw one of my guy friends doing it, and I immediately turned, and I said, did she say you could do that? Because it looked so awkward, and he said, yeah, and then I looked at her, and I said, can I also do that? And she let me.
How are you feeling about your fake boob saga?
I think I'm going to do it. Really? I'm feeling more and more like I want to do it.
So you want to get fake boobs before you have kids?
Yeah, but Kylie Jenner just came out and said, like, no one should do that.
Kylie Jenner's, she's definitely having a moment where she's starting to open up about stuff, but she's not fully. She's like, I did hurt my toe once, and then I fixed my toe, so I know it. I've been under surgery.
Right. Like, her saying... that she's never gotten plastic, like she's only gotten fillers and Botox.
Like you could get like a nose job with filler.
That's true, but I think they're full surgeries.
Oh, true.
Also, I mean, like just like your her body.
Yeah, under the knife.
Like
we love
her
talking
and
about
Stoss,
this.
Their whole bodies are different.
I mean, different but the same as each other.
Right.
Which is wild. Imagine if me and you disappeared for 3 months, came back, same body type. I took my ass fat, put it into your ass.
If we could transfer fat, like if I could get my boob job with your ass fat, how bonding would that be?
You're like Selena Gomez. I'll give you my liver, aka
my kidney.
But I like my ass fat.
Yeah, no, I want you to keep that.
I have to keep it. You also told me I had huge tits this weekend.
Because I was like, oh my God, is she...
As I get older...
With child.
I didn't...
Is that the Immaculate Conception? I was like, I looked at Dez and I was like...
You thought I was pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not polite.
Okay. First of all, you asked a woman you didn't even know if she was pregnant in front of thousands of people at a comedy show.
She was wearing a baby doll dress. She was wearing a baby doll dress.
I think it's endearing if I tell my best friend, oh my God, you're glowing.
I've done that before, told people like your skin's glowing, are you pregnant? And then it's been awkward for like 4 seconds. And I'm like, not like body.
No, but your boobs were massive.
I didn't get boobs till I was 18 and they've been like steadily growing since.
Yeah, they have.
So... I should get that looked at.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold. Summer is too much pressure. But spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that, because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women, so let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
I got made fun of this weekend because of my home screen.
What is your home screen?
So my home screen was the kind of thing that if you saw it, you know I'm not doing well. Like, no one doing well put an inspirational quote on
there. Anywhere.
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 Literally anywhere. So
I don't care. I don't care how good the inspirational quote is. And there have been times where it's been on, they've been on my story and I've almost pressed send to post a story and I go, see a therapist. Quotes that are like funny and like funny memes, we love it. An inspirational quote.
No, and mine's like dark. This was from 2 years ago when things were really bad for me. Yeah. First of all, it's from an astrology page. It says Leo. Mm. So obviously it was to me.
Right.
Leo, this growth may not be easy, but just keep trusting it. Just keep breathing through it. It is guiding you somewhere worth going.
Brene Brown.
And the girl took it. She started dying laughing. She's like, can I take a picture of it? And I'm like, how is my mental illness your entertainment? And then I'm like, wait, that's my entire career.
You've never changed it in the past 2 years, or you go back to it?
The thing is, I don't read it. Mm-hmm. I think like I put it there to get me through something. And then as I got through it, I kind of just kept it. That. And then butter is obviously my background.
Do you want to know what mine is?
Yes. Didn't you have, oh, you had your dad's text for a while. That was when you were going through something really bad.
But
now it's us.
Now it's
Wait,
us.
How?
Is that gorgeous?
No, actually.
Stunning.
That's like the best, nicest thing you could ever do.
Sometimes I tap it just in front of people to see.
To piss them off.
Just to see if they'll be like, oh my God.
It is the best photo we've ever taken.
It's the best.
Like, so fucking
cool.
We
look so cool.
I don't know those girls. How do you think about people who have like themselves as their background,
like just a picture of themselves?
Yeah,
see, I want to be one of those people. But I feel like I tap my phone too much in front of people.
Yeah,
that's why I made it you and I, because this
I'm in the background of it.
Yeah,
let's
this
be honest.
Is not conceited. If you weren't there, conceited.
It's our friendship. Yeah, yeah. If it was just you walking, I'd be like,
I'm a sweet, sweet girl. I'm a sweet friend.
I'm a good friend. I love my friends.
I'm a girl's girl. Wait, did you see the whole Ariana Grande Ethan Slater's wife come out and say basically, like, her response to Ariana Grande was, she's just not a girl's girl.
I mean, that girl is good at PR.
Yes, and I just keep seeing TikToks of, like, of this man performing SpongeBob, and I
made you. I go search Ethan Slater SpongeBob.
No, I can't.
Look, he's a straight man singing. It's a work crush. We've gone over this.
Yeah, it's just, it's really.
This is my thing, though. The wife and the husband were separated.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem?
Well, she's saying that she was, like, really blindsided by it. Were they really separated, though? Like, that's the thing. Okay. Or is he saying, like...
It wasn't going well. Yeah, there's that
blurry
line. Like,
did he separate with her because of Ariana Grande?
So people have started saying that she's done this. Some girl came out saying...
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Some girl on TikTok was, like, dating some actor.
They say that she's, at like, a serial cheater.
She's a serial cheater. And then... Because I like to do research for my gigglers, I put on the Ariana Grande documentary on Apple Plus. Mm-hmm. It's like her on tour. It's not really a documentary. And she starts singing, "Break up with your girlfriend because I'm bored." And I was like,
yeah.
They tell you. It's like, it's wide open.
It was Naya Rivera said, the one that passed away, that she stole Big Sean from him, from her.
And then this girl said, I mean... Some people have a thing, and, like, she likes unavailable guys and then taking them.
Right. Like, one thing.
I mean, the Pete Davidson, she definitely took him from Cassie.
Wow. It's one thing to, like, no, that's not good either. I was going to say, it's one thing to, like, go get a new boyfriend while you are still dating your boyfriend. Like, but to go get a new boyfriend who has a girlfriend, like, that's bad.
It's like those girls who love dating married guys. Some of them are like, oh, they just find me. I'm like, no, they don't.
No, you're putting out a vibe.
You're putting out a vibe, or, like, you've manifested wrong.
That's one thing, like, as I get older, to really realize, like, the people you attract has nothing to do with them and really does have everything to do with you.
My brain just exploded.
And it's a really hard pill to swallow.
Wow.
Because I feel the same way even with friends. Because, like, I'll be friends with some psycho girls.
Same.
Like, some crazy bitches.
Same.
And I'm like, why do they find me? And it's like, no, I put it out. Like, I want the chaos.
You want it.
But I don't want it to be me. I just want to... Watch
you enable
chaos.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually, we're the same in that way. Oh my, you're so right. Don't ever be like, oh, it just like keeps happening to me. It's like you're putting out energy, you're doing patterns in your life. But yeah, it's definitely like she likes a guy with a girlfriend or a wife.
Which I don't get because.
Do you think she's going to recover from this?
I think she'll recover from it because. Well, she's not going to stay with him, one, because that's what happens with a work crush. Mm-hmm. Once, like, work is over and then you go back to, like, the real world and there's other guys who are – don't look like that. So I don't think they're, like, in it for the long haul. But, like, now he's
– You're right. Time heals
everything.
Ruined his marriage.
He just had a baby. They just had a baby. Like, the kid is only 1 year old. Like,
yeah,
I don't fuck with that.
But it is crazy. Imagine one day just being like, I'm leaving you for Ariana Grande.
I would die.
She probably laughed when he told her. She was probably like, did you have a fun dream?
No, I would literally die.
He can do splits, though.
Immediate ick. I don't want my boyfriend to be able to touch his fucking toes. I want nothing flexible about him.
Chris, can you touch your toes?
Maybe. I'm not even sure.
Wait, I would actually love to see how can you bend? If the roles were reversed, this is sexual harassment. Good. That's hot.
Wait, let me video this, Chris.
No, that's how it should be.
It's more than me. But yeah, she's in a crazy press situation.
She's in a crazy press situation. And then did you see Real Housewives of Miami, Lisa's ex-husband, well, not even, Lisa's husband getting engaged to his mistress on her birthday?
I haven't been following this at all. I don't know who Lisa is. I don't know any of it.
Okay, so actually Craig said the same thing to me this morning. He was like, can you explain this? Basically, a Miami housewife was married. Her husband got caught on a hot mic moment, basically like admitting to cheating on her.
Were they good at the time? Like, did anyone know they were bad?
No. And for all she knew, like, they were good too. They had their problems, but like she didn't think he was going to just like up and leave. So he basically leaves, kicks her out of the house, is with the mistress. And then the mistress just starts, like, trolling the wife on Instagram. Like, the mistress is awful. Like, she says, like, comments mean things. And it's like, you...
Is she on the show?
No. She probably, like, wants to be on the show.
Yeah, she wants to be on the show.
And it's like, obviously you're not attracted to this man. He looks like a thumb. Like, you're just like with him for money because you want to be, you saw this woman's life and then you wanted it.
Don't get too much attention or Ariana Grande is going to steal him from you.
No, literally. And like, also, he's just going to trade you in another 5 years when your filler falls.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Chill out.
The same way you got him is how you can lose him.
I truly believe that.
And that's another like manifesting thing, because you... it'll get in your head. You'll know the guilt of what happened, mm-hmm. and then you'll make it happen to you almost.
Yeah.
With that. We're like really into energy right now.
I'm very into energy always.
Can
you believe the guy from Euphoria died?
No.
Isn't that so sad?
No, and it was like grief related because his dad had passed away.
Yeah, that's like, oh.
And he was so talented, and it's fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
It, like, shakes the whole, like, entertainment industry when that kind of thing happens.
I wonder if that show will, like, even come back.
Yeah, because Zendaya was saying she didn't want to come back, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. There were rumors that it wasn't. And now that, like, everyone's on strike.
I've never watched Euphoria.
It would give you too much anxiety. You also, like, wouldn't get it, I feel like.
I'm Gen Z. I'm a literal Gen Z. How dare you?
Yeah, but you've never, like, gone to a rave.
True.
So... you'd be like, no. How crazy, you've never gone to a rave?
No. That's like,
you're literally missing nothing. You're missing zero things.
No, I know. I know. Speaking of, you didn't tell me you were going to see Beyonce. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Did I not even tell you I was going?
Not even like a...
I got invited by this tequila brand, 21 Seeds, which is actually really, really good. And I don't even really fuck with tequila like mm-hmm. that. And they invited me to Beyonce, and I never go to those. I never go to anything I get invited to.
Yeah.
Unless I can bring a plus one so that I know I'll have a friend. And they said, you can't bring
don't
a plus.
Don't bring Hannah.
Hey, and don't bring your friend Hannah. They said, I have gone places, I feel like, where they've been like, are you bringing Hannah?
I love that, though.
Me
I'll
too.
Take any attention, even if it's negative.
No, there are so I'll offline about that, what I was just going to say. So anyway, they're like, you can't bring a friend, but we're inviting Sierra, so you'll be fine. So we went and we had a great time, but we were so exhausted and so tired. But Beyonce was amazing.
How was it compared to Taylor Swift? Drama, 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 drama.
That's so drama. Okay, well, I'm going to say one thing. Beyonce's on Beyonce time, and like, as she should be on Beyonce time, but she didn't come out till like 9:30.
Was there an opener before her?
No, she doesn't have an opener. It's just her.
When was it supposed to start?
I don't know. But I know
she's
that
like, these bitches have no idea when it's supposed to start. Like, I'll go on whenever.
No, but like, Taylor started and it was still bright out. Like, I want to say she, like, her opener came out at, like, 7-ish. She started at, like, 8. She didn't come out till, like, 9:30. So by 10:30.
It's pitch black.
I'm like, all right, I'm getting a little bit tired. And, like, she's amazing. She's great.
Yeah.
And I know there's, like, literally, like, another almost 2 hours left. And you know me at a concert.
No.
I'm going to leave early so that I'm first in line for the car.
Yes.
And I go full dad mode. And I was literally getting jacked up.
Yes, about the escape.
I texted Craig. I go, I need to know where the Ubers are out of MetLife. This man sends me a map.
It's literally like you're robbing a bank.
Yeah,
you're
like
you need to be right there.
Sierra somehow gets the set list sent to her from someone who's like working the concert.
Okay, Cece.
So we have our map and our set list. We pick what song we're leaving early at. We're following the map. We get to the Uber. We're back in the city in like 30 minutes. It was
that's amazing.
Beautiful.
And performance-wise, compared to Taylor?
Performance-wise, I mean, there's nothing like Beyonce. But I'm going to say I was so thoroughly impressed by Taylor Swift. I think Taylor talks more.
Oh, like she talks to the audience?
Yeah, talk to the audience
she's
a little
a
bit more than Beyonce. But Beyonce does a lot more, like, dance choreographing.
Yes.
Like, I watched Beyonce more intently than I watched Taylor.
It's a different energy.
It's a whole different energy. It's a whole different crowd.
I have a new bit for us that I've been doing. So in like the entertainment industry, if you submit something to someone or like you show someone something, they give you notes, right?
Yeah.
So when someone says no notes, that means it was good. So
gorgeous.
Like lately when someone does something I like, I go no notes.
I love it.
And then we joke that if someone says no notes, it means they didn't watch it. So like, you know, if like Grace sends us like an image or something, it would be like
no notes.
But like doing that, like I'll see a hot guy and I'll be like, no notes.
I feel like that would be me in a book club.
Paige, what'd you think of the book?
No notes. It was amazing. They did a stunning job. I'm so proud of them. So proud of them putting that pen to paper. So, my biggest fear is being asked to be in a book club.
I know.
Because I can't do it. I'll cry.
No, it's just PTSD. It's like me with tennis.
I get so stressed out. Even if someone like turns their phone for me to like read a meme, I'm gonna read it slowly to the point where Craig will be like, are you fucking kidding? And I'm like, I have to go line by line.
What did I recently make you do where I made you read something out loud? I feel like I always put you in the worst situations.
Well, when I do our ads.
Yes.
I'm.
You do really well at ads, though. You do really well.
Right, but that's
every now and then there's a word that really fucks you up. And in my head, I'm like, oh, God, she's going to say it again. Oh, she did say it wrong again. Like, I watch you fight yourself, like, fighting for your life to get some words out. It's
no,
so funny.
I feel and then you'll like talk to me. That's my favorite part. Like, when I talk to you and Grace when I'm doing the ads, I'm like, sorry, I'm just, like, not in the right headspace right now.
Everyone, give it up for Paige and her amazing ads. So, speaking of cocaine sharks.
Yeah.
No notes.
Live your life.
No notes. You're doing amazing, sweetie. Look, if a shark isn't on cocaine, what is he doing?
Right.
Like, what do you want? Like, meditating sharks? Like, if someone's going to be on cocaine.
I'm surprised there's not more fish on cocaine. You know, no, seriously. I'm surprised there's not more, like, drugs that accidentally are in the ocean. Someone fucks up and that there's not more fish just getting high.
Yeah.
And I feel like we...
I think all fishes are kind of high. They're kind of like, sup?
Yeah.
They're just like...
A cocaine...
Just swimming around.
Shark, though. Like, you're not punching that thing in the nose.
Can Craig... Ask Craig, can you handle a cocaine shark?
Do you think you could kill a cocaine shark?
I'm dying. Yeah, no, no.
Yeah, no, no.
I also wrote eating in the shower. I think my friend told me they eat in the shower. And
that's
I,
disgusting.
Right?
Okay. That's bio.
Okay.
That's one of the grossest things
I've
ever heard.
I was wondering if other people are eating or drinking.
If you're eating, if you're doing anything that involves eating or drinking in the bathroom, you're disgusting. I'm trying to think of an instance where it's not gross.
I was trying to think, too, of like, because I eat everywhere. I do have to say the bathroom is my safe space. The bathroom is where, like, I just want my phone and my bowels.
The only instance I could think of is if someone else is in your home and you're...
Locked in the bathroom.
And they're eating something and you're like, let me bite that as you're, like, getting in the shower
or
something.
I do think, like, I've been in a rush maybe where I'm, like, trying to stuff my face with something. I'm running around.
That's different.
And I pass through the bathroom.
But if you're, like... doing bathroom things and, like, also enjoying, like, a tuna sandwich.
No.
Vile.
I dated that Australian guy back in the day.
Who, oh, the coffee shop guy?
Yeah. You met him.
Yeah, I did.
He would do shower beers.
That's different. That's, like...
But, like, that was crazy. Like, he couldn't shower without a shower beer.
Every day?
I mean, it was multiple
times. Okay, well,
times.
That's alcoholism.
But it was, like, fun because he had an accent.
I have notes on that.
He had an accent. I have a couple notes.
A few notes.
And also, like, I'm in the shower trying to be hot, and you're, like, chugging your beer.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Oh, I do have something I wanted to tell everyone because I kind of trashed this season of Love Island.
You did, fully.
Tore it apart.
You came for its throat.
I did. Literally, that night when I went home and put on the next episode, I sat on my couch and I said, I retract everything I ever said. It turned into the best season because they had so much drama.
And so it was leading up to it.
All leading up to it. Like the last couple of weeks really are amazing. And there's still not like one girl that I'm super obsessed with, but it was actually really good.
Okay. I like that a lot. I've continually am watching Hijack, which is like very off brand for me, but it's with Idris Elba and it's so good. I think you and Craig would like it. It's okay. Basically mind games of being stuck
on a plane.
It's on
Netflix again?
It's on Apple Plus.
I don't know why I said again.
Did you see Cardi B through a microphone at someone?
Yeah, I love it.
You loved it?
I loved it.
So apparently she hit the person square in the face.
Smack
dab. She was a lefty,
it.
I think.
She was. Put her on an Olympic team. Why is she not pitching for the Yankees? I mean, that was such precision, and she had a split second to think about it. That was like that instinct.
But also, it shows like this is a human. You threw a drink on them. She doesn't care that she's performing for thousands of people.
What is it that like people are just now like throwing shit at performers? Like this is like the third person in like the past month. Bebe Rexha.
Oh my God.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah.
And Cardi B.
No one threw anything on me because I'm not
cute
enough.
No, honestly, I feel like, does that mean we're not?
I know. I'm like, But this is why, like.
Gigglers just start throwing lasagna at shows.
Actually, some gigglers have been trying to bring lasagna in, and they're like, security couldn't let us get the lasagna through. What if we gave them a note, and we're like, if there's lasagna, let them in.
85 lasagnas.
And where's the problem?
And my mom will be like, you can't eat that. Someone gave it to you. You don't know. What if they're poisoning you? My mom is really concerned that one of the gigglers is trying to poison me.
I mean, if that's how I die, that's how I die.
No, if that's
from
how I go.
From a giggler's lasagna, no, thank I love you. That. Thank you for the time.
I love it.
Imagine if like Chris Rock, after he got slapped by Will Smith, threw the mic at his face.
Honestly, it would have been amazing.
It's WWE Oscars.
Also, like mics are heavy.
Oh my God, yeah. That person's nose is broken.
And then she was like yelling like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But like, what did you think was going to happen?
It reminds me of like a troll, how a troll will say something mean to someone and then you're like, what the fuck? And they'll be like, oh my God, I love you. I didn't think
you were going to answer.
No, I love you so much. You're my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm like, you could get attention in other ways.
No, I feel like there were other ways to go
about it.
Imagine
if someone threw a drink at you, you just opened your mouth and you're like, thank you.
I would, because I am a thirsty girl.
We're both thirsty. I'll take shots.
If there's a drink anywhere, not even alcoholic, like if someone's cracking open a drink anywhere, I immediately get thirsty.
I do think you're better though with like peer pressure. Like when I was in college, if anyone was like, Hannah, take a shot, and I was like, no, and they were like, Hannah, I'll be like, yes.
I will say, I actually am very good with peer pressure.
Do you have any advice? because I'm so bad. Like, even I'll be with the Gigglers and they're like, Hannah, take a shot. And I'm
like,
yes.
I recently was offered, I was out somewhere and someone was like, oh, do you want to like take some mushrooms? And I didn't want to. And so I said, no, I get so weird. I don't get weird. But
I mean,
like,
I do that with drugs. I legally have to, because I'm like, this whole party will get shut down if I was on mushrooms.
And I also feel like I'm like getting older, because I feel like I'm getting offered less and less drugs.
You go, it's crazy. Actually, I haven't been offered drugs in
like kind of a minute. Like, this girl offered me like chocolate mushrooms, and I was like, wow, I haven't been offered drugs in a really long time. And it kind of hurt my feelings.
I never know people are on drugs until like weeks later. They're like, were you there? And I'm like, yeah. And you're like, we were on Molly.
Yes, you don't. And I feel like I'm the complete opposite, because if I see anyone, I can clock immediately what drugs they're on.
See, is it like pupils and stuff? I was with
it's
a
like
man
a vibe.
Who was on heroin. I had no idea. I was like, he's so chill. And he would like doze off, and I'd be like, he works really hard.
I can tell if someone's eaten like half an Adderall.
That's
you know,
crazy.
I'm like, why don't you chill out?
Can you give us some advice on how you could tell, like, the eyes or something? Or it's just energy?
It's just really energy. Like, it's different. I mean, different strokes for different folks. But people are, like, talking a shit. But here's the thing.
I can't even
there
tell
are
if you're
so
high.
Many times where people could say that you're on drugs when you're really not.
Everyone thinks I'm on drugs.
Yeah. And
they think I'm high because I'm tired, giggle, and eat all the time. And everyone's like, she's a pothead.
Yeah.
And then people probably think I'm drunk when I'm excited.
Yep.
And people probably think I'm a Molly when I'm just...
When you're drunk, though,
I'm quiet.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
You have like 1 hour where you're drunk and then you're like, this was good, going to bed. I know that from the moment you get drunk to the moment the night is done, I only have like a solid 45 with you. Do you know? Like, I have to start my timer. Like, okay, she had her first drink.
Because I'm not a functioning blackout.
No, you're not. You're like, okay, we're done
with
this now.
I'm like scared of getting real drunk.
Yes, you put yourself to bed before anything really could happen.
But you know, when I drink, because I like to entertain people, but when I drink, you know, your brain comes down a little. So I'll be in a conversation drunk and I'll go, I don't have to speak anymore. I'm fucking done with this shit. I don't need to fucking perform. And the next thing you know, I'm just standing. And then I get bored. And then I get sleepy.
I don't like drinking because my anxiety the next day is so bad. Because, like, I'm just like, oh, my God, I said way too much. When in reality, I know that I didn't probably
talk at all.
Also, no
one remembered what you said.
Right. Because I do, like, immediately go black cat.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't deal with the next day being like, but did I say too much?
True.
Like,
I also realized that multiple times I've had where I was worried that I had a weird interaction with someone, and they also were worried that they had a weird interaction with me. And, like, let's just be honest, it was a weird interaction. It was no one's fault.
Got it. But did you both speak about it?
I think I'll see someone, I'll be like, oh, my God, like, sorry I like, brought that up or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, sorry, I, like, was weird about that.
I think about that when... I used to like go to the gym. Like I used to be, really nervous to go to the gym because I'd be like, oh my God, everyone's staring at me. They know I don't know what I'm doing. They're all making fun of me in their head. And then I realized everyone else at the gym is also thinking that same thing about themselves. Like they're too insecure with their own self to even be thinking about what you're doing.
You know what I'm still insecure about? And it doesn't have to do with body or anything. It's just when I'm on the road, sometimes hotels have pools. I can't get myself to go to the pool alone.
Well, I would never.
Because, like,
it wouldn't even cross my mind to go
do
that.
Everyone at the pool is always best friends. Everyone's best friends. They have family. They're funny. Everyone's loving life together.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you go alone.
No, that's weird.
You're so weird. Like, I'm just, like, watching kids at the pool.
What do you want to go for anyway?
To get tan. And then, like, I do like the water.
To lay outside.
Like, swimming alone in a pool with, like, other people you don't know, that's weird. Like, me in a corner just, like, flapping. So I won't go to the pool even though I love pools.
Good, don't. No, you can go and, like, lay out and then you can, like, get in and dip. But don't swim around.
Imagine if I swim around. Marco.
That would actually be hilarious.
Did you see that TikTok of the girl? It was, like, that random kid at the hotel pool who was like, you have a boyfriend? How old are you? Are you 36? 27. My dad cheats on my mom.
There was a TikTok where this woman told her husband that, like, she made friends in the ocean and they had to go to dinner with them tonight. They're, like, all on vacation. And the husband's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm not going to dinner with this random couple. She, like, does this prank to him all day long and he's progressively getting more and more mad. And then they get to dinner and he's like, okay, fine. Like, where are your stupid fucking friends that you, like, met on vacation? She's like, I made the whole thing up. And it was just like...
She deserves an Oscar.
It was amazing. And that's like how I am.
I do have to say, Dez will sit in that hotel hot tub. Mm-hmm. And by the end, everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
Everyone's best friends. He knows where everyone is. They have inside jokes.
No.
I'm in the corner.
Yeah. We're not like meeting back. It's same place, same time tomorrow.
Dez has
like,
the number.
No. I don't even want to fully know your name. I want to say like, oh, is it Casey or is it Katie? I can't remember.
The hot tub at a hotel is like where COVID started also. Like, I don't trust it.
I don't get in them.
I mean, because I am peeing in it, which means other people are too.
Yeah. You know what? One time when I was in Italy, we went to this thing where it was like thermal baths. Like the ocean. It was like ocean water in like these thermal baths or whatever. And I thought about you the whole time because I was like, Hannah would have peed in every single one of these hot pools. She would have loved it. That's why we need to go to a spa retreat together so that I just know that like you're peeing
like, hey,
in
can you not bring Hannah because she pees in all of them? Dez will be in a hot tub at a hotel and he'll be like, are you peeing? And I'll be like, no. And he's like, you're lying. And I'm like, no. He's Scorpio, so he's psychic.
Yeah.
But as I said before, he doesn't know he's psychic.
And you like can't bring it up to him that he's psychic.
Yeah, because then he'll like be too aware of his psychic powers. He'll overthink it. Anyway, thank you guys so much for giggling with us. We are coming to New York City and Toronto. Get tickets. Also, we have a very exciting thing we're going to announce next week.
What is that?
You don't know yet.
Okay.
I'll explain after. I mean, we've been working on it, but like we're going to launch it next week.
Oh, okay. Got it. Fun. Yeah.
And we love you guys so much. Thanks for giggling. Bye.